Vayihi b'shalach parias ha'om. The Medrash says Vayihi is lashon vay. Who is correcting? The Medrash brings different shatim, but there's a pshat that the correct over here is that because b'shalach parias ha'om, that's why we have a problem now. Because about, it's not the Gemara of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Pari sent us, but he's going to still come running after us afterwards. And there's even a remez. We mentioned that the Emes, the Pasuk says that the Yidden are supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. The Koishi Ashibut was only 86. That leaves off another 344 years that we have to be mashlim. And the Vai is Taka that we're mashlim. Why? When are we mashlim? The Pasuk says in Echa, his biyani bamurayrim, hirvani lana, that the on the cheshbon of the luach, it's always the leil pesach is the same as leil tisha b'av, because there's a connection. Because this that we had to go into golus again, and there had to be churban, is because we weren't mashlim the yitzia. But the remes is because b'shalach with the four oisias is 344. It's 340, but with the arba oisias is 344. That's why he b'shalach. We were sent out b'shalach years early. Now it's also in a kuda, the Vayihi b'shalach parei, the Yidden went out, but they went down in an oifen that it was Yisra'ua, the Le'elu, the Rabbein Shalom took us out. We were be'emes going to be holding in the Memtes Shari Tuma. So, the way to be mechazik afterwards and come out of the Memtes Shari Tuma, it's not enough to do it with one big jump. If it's in one big jump, then it's v'lo nochan alikim, because b'raisa melchama v'shav mitzrayim, you'll end up falling back. It's only afterwards when you go through the process of 49 days, every single day, again and again, building up the process, then you're able to come to the right madrega. There's another chat also, that this is a remez in Avodas Hashem, we know the famous yisoid of the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, that a person is supposed to be the derech memutze. But, if, on one hand, he sees that he's being schlepped towards one edge, one kitzayin. So the way is, you have to go dafka to the other end. So it's like b'shalach parei sa'om. The Rebbeinu Shlomo sees that Klal Yisrael is in the Memtes Shari Tumba. So v'lo nacham elikim. He didn't take them. Elikim is teva. Elikim is teva. The normal, the middle. Midas Adin. It's Midas Adin, but it's also hot teva. It's the elikim. Why didn't the Eved just go in the middle? No, Derech HaMidbar Yam Suf, you have to go to the other extreme. Because if out there in one extreme, they have to be sent and go away with the other extreme. Now, the whole Seder Advarim over here is that they even go towards the Yam, and then the Mitzrim run after them, and in the end there's a nice mufla of Kriyas Yam Suf. Why didn't the Rabbanu Shalom arrange Misader? Why wasn't the Tzura of the Yitzir that the Yidden will be Loichim? They're going to go into Eretz Canaan, there's going to be Melchomis, Neged the Lamed Aleph Malchi Canaan, things are going to be happening. Why are we here at this stage? Isn't that the Surah? It's a Meir de Gazak, because I'm sorry for rights, it's the same concept of Loisesai, Mitzri Kigera, Yisra Ba'artzai. Duck, we were there in Mitzrayim. That's not the way to fight back. The Ben Ezra writes over here because the Yidden that were in the Mitzrayim for so many years, they were an Eved mentality. Their Mahalath, their Halachyelach was that of an Eved, not able, not Mesugal, to be able to fight back yet. Now it says, L'maisa b'chamushim olu b'nei Yisroel b'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, chamushim is mezuyonim, they came with klei zayin. There's another shot that it was chamushim, only one-fifth, as we spoke about last, that by Makas Choshech, four-fifths of Klal Yisroel died. In the Zohar it says, what does it mean b'chamushim? Because Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the beginning of Briyas Ha'olam, was exactly 50 yoyblos. If you count how many yoyblos there is from Tchilas HaBriyah, until you see us Mitzrayim, it's Vachamushim. It's exactly 50 Yoyblos. The Yoyblos of the Yoyblos. That's Vachamushim. The Spitz, the ultimate Yoyblos when you go out free, right? You're crossing the roar. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the epitome of the Yoyblos of the Yoyblos. The Yoyblos of the Yoyblos. 50 times 50. It's 2500. Yeah, good. 2500, but that's not when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. The Yidden went out of Mitzrayim in the year 2448. It's a little bit off. So there's a famous Mahalach. I saw this brought down in the Chuvas Arameir from Arameir Milablin. He explains that we know there's a Machlokes, the Gemara in Erechin has a Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, if Yovel is every 50 years, or rather Yovel is every 49 years. What does it mean Yovel is every 49 years? Because the year of Yovel is year number one of the next cycle. Kum Tachos, the Etzim Yovel is every 49 years. As such, 50, 49 Yoimus, it's Gnoi. That's when Yitzias Mitzrayim was. And it's going according to that man, the Yomar. He continues all the things with this idea. It says, Vayar Hashem, by the Sneh, he sore Leroyce. Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was sore Leroyce. He doesn't want to see that this, it's really time for them to go out. So he explains, sore is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, by the Sneh, he's telling them, Reimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not time for them to go out yet after 210 years. Right? They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. But rather, they have to wait another 50 years. Kisor, they have to be in the time 260 years. Why 260? Where's this number, 260? Teretz is because 260 would have to be, then you see, here's Mitzrayim, it would be the evil of the other. That was the Shaka of Atari, and Moshe, the Rabbanishna, by the Sneh.
249.
I said, wolf by one would say, it's going to be the 50. We'll work it out. A few months here and there, we're going to work it out. Lamaisa, there's another chapter that Rav Shamshon al-Shapoli says, what does it mean, Kisor Lirois? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that they didn't have to be in Mitzrayim 10 times Shem Havaya, 260. The answer was no, it's enough 10 times Shem of Eya. Eya Asher Eya. Eya is 21. 21 times 10 is already enough 210 years. Another place where you see this vikuach, whether Yovel is 50 years or Yovel is 49 years. Moshe Rabbeinu lives for 120 years. Ki Yidua, Moshe Rabbeinu is a mitzumtzam of the entire Bria, the world is 6,000 years. That's 120 yoglis. So Moshe Rabbeinu lives 120 years. There's 120 yoglis in 6,000 years. There's 120 50 year yoglis. The Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's being shackled with Tari with Klat, with the Rabbi Mishlam, that he wants to stay alive a little bit longer and go into Eretz Yisrael. One of the mahalchim is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I don't go with the man the Yomer that Yovel is 50 years, I go that Yovel is 49 years. If I'm supposed to live the amount of Yovelis that there are in 6,000 years, he wants to live another 2 years. Come on, it comes out of Eretz for another 2 years. There are 122 49ers, 49-year Yovels in the 6,000 years of the Bria. Vayikach sheish meyos rechev bochor. Paro takes 600, very geklibin a chariots. The Maram Shif writes, he has in the back of the Sech Tuchul in a few Shtiklach on Agatha, he says, Vayikach Sheish Me'ois Rechev Bachor, he says, you read it like this, if you take six from the word Rechev, Rechev is 222, Rechev. If you take six from 222, you're left with Bachor, 216. Very nice. Vayikach Sheish Me'ois Rechev, if you take six from Rechev is 222, you're left with Bachor. Okay, that's what he says. Now, Lamais of Indian is like this, that we know that Midas HaChesed, Chesed is 72. Gevura is 216. We know that Rashi brings in Sukkah, that the three Psukkim later on in the parasha, Vayet, Vayavoy, Vayisa, Vayavoy, and Vayet. If you, all three of those Psukkim have exactly 72 letters. And the first pasuk is read in order, the second pasuk is backwards, and the third pasuk again in order, spell out 72 different three-letter names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's altogether 216 oisiyos. Vayisa, vayovei, vayet. Rashi says that when we say in Hallel, Ani vahoy, oishiyano, Rashi says that Ani vahoy, those are two of the 72 different ways of spelling out Hashem's name. This is a big inyan of the Kabbalah, but it has to do with those 216 oisiyos. There is a cheshbon to read them out, that even the middle pasuk is read in the right order, and then it comes out to different words, but that's for a different shmuz. Rashi brings it in Sukkah over here. So as we're getting towards Kriyas Yamsuk, it says, Hayom Rav Hayomois, we know the famous medrash, Ma Rav Hayom, Rav Braisa de Rav Yishmael, and many Mepharshim talk about what is the medrash bringing out, Ma Rav Hayom, Rav Braisa de Rav Yishmael. So there's one chapter of Rav Yenis and Ivishitz. Then we know that Emes, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was deciding about doing Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Yam says, why should I protect them? The Yidden were also in the Mentesh Shari Tuma. It's all the same. Ma Nishtana, what's Chilik? And there's many Nuschois, what happens there in the Medrash. But there's one shot, there's different Girsas there, different Midrashim. One of the Midrashim say that the Yam says, why should I shtel tzut to them more? And the Rabbi Shlom answers in this lashon, Asu Tshuva. Halalu Asu Tshuva. And the shayla is, but who says Tshuva helps? This is Koydim Antoyra. By Ben Noyach, this Tshuva. Adiyah, the name, you have to know. So the Torah says, Rabbi Raisa, the Rabbi Shmuel. Who is Rabbi Shmuel? A Tana, Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel? That's a name you give, Shmuel. You don't give us our name. Torah says, Shmuel lost a tshuva. But he was a Benoyach. His tshuva is accepted. I guess so, if there's a Raisa that says there's a Tana whose name is Rabbi Shmuel. So the Yam saw a Raisa, the Rabbi Shmuel, he accepted the fact that yes, you could accept the tshuva, and that's the answer why he's not supposed to say Klal Yisrael. Another shot I saw in this medrash, Rav Raisa the Rabbi Shmuel. Raisa the Rabbi Shmuel was the Yud Gimel Midah Shathar and Drechus Ben, which is connected to Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachman, which that itself is already a word that he saw that he should sell to the Midah Shal Rachman. But the first Midah is Tal V'Choymer. We know there's a different medrash, that the medrash darshling the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say by Hallel. Hayom Rav Ayonis Hayar Denisim Lachar, the Yam said, Medicha V'Choymer. If the Yardin splits for Yeshua, so Kolshken, I split for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Klal Yisrael. So he was long in Kal Vachomer. How does he know there's such a thing as Kal Vachomer? Rav Braisa, the Rabbi Shmuel. Another shout. Rav Braisa, the Rabbi Shmuel. Once again, the Yam says, why should I save them? Manishtana, halal wave the Avodah Zarah, halal wave the Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Klumat Adon Oynes Kerotzoin. What are you making a tzushtel? It wasn't their fault. They're an Oynes. Why is that an excuse? Avodah Zarah, Yar Val Yavor. Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin Daf Ein Zayin Ein Dal says that he doesn't hold of Yar Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi writes to Rabbi Shmuel, so it's not a taina of Avodah Zarah. Okay, there are other pshatim, but another pshat I want to speak out from the Parashas Drachim. Ki Yadua, the Parashas Drachim has a whole arichus in the drush over there whether the Yidden have a din of Benoyach or a din of Klal Yisrael. Whether we know that the Gemara says that Ovis already kept the old Torah, so maybe we should treat the Ovis and whoever the Yotzei Chalatzayim of Klal Yisrael, the Shivim Nefoshes, and the Klal Yisrael that's coming out of Mitzrayim already have a bechina of a din of Yisrael. But on the other hand, Doch, it's called the Matan Torah, do they have a din of Benoyach? Rabois is the stira in this Indian. Can you do it? The precious Drachim spells it Avekas and Machalekas Achroinim, which afterwards he elaborates to turn into a Machalekas Rishoyim, which he turns into a Machalekas Tanoim, which he turns into a Machalekas Yoysman and the brothers, and precious Drachim. That this themed topic, whether the Avos and the Shvatim have a din of Yisrael or a din of a Benoyach, or a din of both, Lachumra, Lakula, you have to work it out. One of many things that the precious Drachim says there is Lagabi Nishtikal, but with a Taisafa we didn't speak out. It says like this, once again, the Yam says, why should I still tzu to them? Alolohev de'avoy d'zara, alolohev de'avoy d'zara. And now we'll quote you the full lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Rabbi Shalom answered back, Shoyto sheba'oilom, klumat medame oynes kerotzoin, v'shoygi kemezid. So Fred the Prashas Drachim, what's he calling him a shoyto? You have a timer, you want to say oynes is different, okay. Shoyto sheba'oilom, klumat adon oynes kemezid, v'shoygi kerotzoin. Says the Prashas Drachim, the Stikl Teres Hazei. The emphasis that on one hand is a terrorist for the Yidden that maybe they don't have a problem about Lolo Wave the Avoid the Zara because they were Oinus. Oh, but for Yisrael, that's not an excuse. Avoid the Zara, Oinus is not a terrorist. Yar Val Yavar. If you have a din of a Benoyach, there's no din of Yar Val Yavar, but Oinus by a Benoyach. But maybe you have a din of Yisrael. But on the other hand, they were also a Shoigig. They were also a Shoigig. And Shoigig is a terrorist for a Yid. But Shoigig is not a terrorist for a Benoyach. And the emesis, or the Mamonashach, they have an excuse, either they were Oynus or they were Shoigig. But the Yam wanted to shmeis them anyways. The Yam said, no, I want to double over this Prashas Drachim. They don't have a Ptur Oynus because maybe they're Benoyach, and they don't have a Ptur Oynus because maybe Yisrael, they don't have a Ptur Shoigig Yisrael. Zot to the Boyshom, Shoita! The Gemara says, either go with Chumras of Beishami the whole time and his Kulis, or go with the Chumras and Kulis of Beisilal. But to do a mix and match, that's Shoita, the Gemara says. So that's what the Rabbi Yisrael is saying in the Medrash. Shoyt the klumat amashva oynis kemezid and shoyt the karotzoi. Memonoshav. Either they have a din of a Benoyach or they have a din of a Yisrael. But either way they have a teretz. There's one other Medrash will speak out. The Medrash says, my ro, I am ro, aroinoi shal Yosef. What's so significant about seeing aroinoi shal Yosef? The pshat is because Yosef represents shlito. Yosef represents being shoylut on your midah, self-control. And the Yam, which Bamas the Medrash talks about it, the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, V'harashoyim kayom nirgash. Rashoyim are like the Gali Hayam. The waves of the ocean, they come, they want to control, take over the whole world. And they have no control, they keep on getting stopped. Somehow that's the Moifis of the Rebbeinu created the Yabosha. But the Yam, under control, wants to keep on going. The Yam that now did stop and didn't continue and split and allowed the Yidden to go through, he saw Aroyne Shel Yosef. He saw that the same way Yosef was Shoylet Al Atzmai, that's what he was saying, that he was Shoylet Al Atzmai. Now the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael Seol Agdoylo, Vayiru Amis Hashem, Re'iya Be'inayim. And then Vayaminu Vashem of Moshe Avdei, and the question is obvious, Emunah L'chayra is far Re'iya. Emunah is this faith, this trust, that's L'chayra a preliminary prerequisite, a Kayyum L'chayim, Darga, before Re'iya, Mamish, Lirois B'chush. So the Sfarim explained that the Shalom is marvel that I hear a lot of Sfarim talk about it. There's Emunah B'moyach, there's Emunah B'leiv, there's Emunah Al-Pi Re'iya, but then there's Emunah of Kol Atzmoisei Teimarna. There's an Emunah that Mamish goes into the Gansu Ramach Yivorim. The V'yaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdei that's happening over here is of a Hecher Madrega. And the emphasis of the Sfarim say, the Pasuk says, L'hagid B'boikir Chazdecho V'emunoscha B'leilos. It could be read, V'emunoscha Beiz Leilos. There are two nights where we taka establish our Emunah. The night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Makas B'Chorus, by Chatzois, and the night of Kriyas Yamsuf. Yes, Kriyas Yamsuf was also by night. The Emunoscha Beis Leilos. Those two Leilos were the times that we established a basis for the tithkeit of the Emunah that Klal Yisrael has in the Bashefer. And the emphasis is Parshas B'Shalach, which is about Kriyas Yamsuf and all that. Quite a few times themed through the Parsha is Emunah. Watch and trust, or listen. By Aminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. At the end of the Parsha, by Mechemes Amalek, by Yehi Yodov Emunah Ad Boya Shemesh. In the middle of the parsha later on, we have the feel of the mon. The Bnei Yisrael say, mon who? Mon who is Oisius? Emunah. By Amalek, they didn't have the dilemma of Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu im Oyin. That was a suffix and a hakra, the Nitzachelik at Amalek, of Emunah. Parshas B'Shalach has 116 psukim, and every parsha at the end has a remez of a word for that amount of psukim, and the remez for Parshas B'Shalach's 116 psukim is Yad Emunah. Yad Emunah, that's what it says in the Chumash. Yad Emunah, because Vayar Yisrael say Yodah G'doyla, and also Vayi Yodah Shal Moshe. There's Yad Emunah, well there's two Yod, there's Yad of Hashem, and the Yad of Moshe. It's Azam, and there's Yidid. But that's the Shurish of Emunah, that's Duch and Duch in the Parsha. Duch and Duch in the Parsha is Emunah. Vayosha Hashem, Vayoyim Ahu, Es Yisrael Yad Mitzrayim, a fascinating deed. Vayosha Hashem, Vayoyim Ahu, Vayoyim Ahu is going on? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chris Yamsuf. Mechar V'Yitzi was ready a week before. What's the idea that Kriyas Yamsuf is called by Yosh Hashem Bayayim Ahu? It's Mevor. What?
It's Bayayim. It's Malayim. It's Bayayim.
Yeah, Bayayim means 24 hours. By Yosh Hashem Bayayim was Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. Why is it stressing the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim as Kriyas Yamsuf? Because there's a lot of rise to this. That Kriyas Yamsuf, Avada, it's a bear b'fnei atzmoi. It was a gevalda hasoga of there was a hasogus of Ruchnius that was there, there was Kenyonim, there was Mormakis, right? Yodah Gedoyla, five times more than was in Mitzrayim. There's a lot of things going on over here. But as a part of the process, it's also the culmination and the height of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nothing less, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim alone. Vayayim Ahu. I saw it's a cube shot, because Evet Shabarach, the Odin can still come take him back. But if there's Misas HaOdin, then he goes out free. Singing Kedushin. So in the beginning, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were Eved Shabarach. But the Mitzrayim are still running after them. When they see the Mitzrayim Mesas, Fasayam, now it's not Eved Shabarach, it's Misa Sa'odah. Now it's culminated that they're taken out free. I even saw it's brought down, you know, it says the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim only 430 years, 400 years, there's different cheshbonos, how you work out all those things. But we say it's from Leidus Yitzchok. Yitzchok was born on Tesvav Nisan. So the Eved was Medak, the Genoi, Chishev Esakeitz, down to the last bit. But Yitzchak Avinu's bris was 8 days later, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. And maybe that's when it's considered that he's born. So that's why the Yitzia and the Kriyas Yamsuf are parallel 400 years back earlier from Leidus Yitzchak.
You'll do a big
Yitzchak. Yeah. And the Mila. That's Ken Zayin. But that leads to an interesting Shiloh, because the Morgan Avram and Arachayim and Simon Samach Zayin brings, we know that the Mitzvah's Esed Deraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, besides the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is every day and every night, is a separate mitzvah of Yisir Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we're yoytza by saying Vayoymer and Birchas Goal Yisrael. It's a deraisa of the mitzvah. It's Pashtus Noyik, Bein Vayoym, Bein Balayla. The Shagasari is Mesupik, when is this man? Kriya Shema, which is only the first 3 hours. Pashtus, the din of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, is all day. He has a suffix if women are chayiv in this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim or not. But this is our mitzvah. Anyways, Zok the Morgan Avram and Simon Samach Zayin, someone did not say Kriya Shema, he did not say Vayoymer, did not say that. But he said Os Yoshir. He said, "As Yosher." Says the Magen Avraham, "Your Yotze the mitzvahs essay the Raisa of Zechiras Mitzias Mitzrayim by saying Oz Yosher Azoi Zok the Magen Avraham." Now, in the Hagoyis of Rabbi Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch, and famous now we have a fancy Shulchan Aruch that has Hagoyis of Rabbi Kiveger. It also has in the newer ones Hagoyis of Chassam Sofer. Both of them, the Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting because the Chassam Sofer, when he asks it, he quotes the question. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiveger, when he asks the question, quotes his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. In Hagoyis Rabbi Kiveger, that's Rabbi Kiveger on his gillion. I mean, we don't have Rabbi Kiveger's original one, but and the fancy Shulchan Aruch. It's printed what Rabbi Kiveger wrote on his gillion. Rabbi Kiveger wrote, he asks this Kasha B'Shem, his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. Some Sefer also asks the Kasha, Afin Ort. And the Kasha is Simon Samach Zayin. And the Kasha is Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tezvav. Kriyas Yatsuf is not Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim must require to mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maybe not as Bechayr's also, but certainly to mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does it suffice that you say Kriyas Yatsuf? But the Magen Avraham argues. So I was thinking, what would be the title of this Machlokes? We seem to have a Machlokes. Rabbi Kiveger and Chassam Sofer against the Magen Avraham, if Kriyas Yamsuf is a separate thing, or it, no, by mentioning it, you are mentioning it, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, if this permission, we know that the Parashas Drachim has a shiloh that he didn't have a din of a Yisrael or a Benoyach, and as we explained, his Derech HaLimud is such that first he says it's a Machlokes Achroinim, and then elaborates and proves that it's a Machlokes Rishonim, and then goes back, and eventually it turns into a Machlokes Yosef and the brothers, v'chulei. If there's permission for such a Derech HaLimud, I would like to suggest the following. That maybe the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger about Kriyas Yamsuf already has its Shrushim earlier. As a matter of fact, the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger is already like this. It says that the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael to ask for Bizas Mitzrayim and the leaving. No, Beloshen Bakosha, that they should please ask for Biza. Why? As the Gemara says in Brachas, Shalayimara is like Tzadik. Va'avodim v'inu oisim kiyamtim v'machar chen yetzim v'chush godla kiyamtim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin, please tell them to take Biza. Otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to have kindness that I promised them and I didn't give them. Frek the Goyim. And a lot of Mepharshim talk about this. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe to tell the Yidin to take Biza is because otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to complain, ah, you said! What about the fact that he said the Rabbi Yisrael was Mavdiyach of Biza, so Setaka Kum Tzei Biza. So there's many truths, but the Vilna Goyen says a shot like this. He says, no, the Emes is 7 days later after leaving Mitzrayim, they're going to go to the Yam. And by the Yam, there's going to be Biza Sayam. And if you don't mind me plugging this in, I was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds like the Magen Avraham! And therefore he holds that giving them the Biza Sayam and not giving them Biza by Mitzrayim is in fact keeping his word that he promised them Biza. Over Avraham Avinu holds like the Rebbe Kveger and the Chassam Sofer, and he's going to say, no! Like Kiyamta Behem! Va'bode v'inuhois and Kiyamta v'achri came! V'yaitzim v'chashgad like Kiyamta. So Hashem says, listen, I have to shkotzo also to Avraham Avinu. I grab a hold like the Magen Avraham. Maybe they hold like the Chassam Sofer. So I'm all going to say, pshat. Zekeli van Deyu. His Noel, the photo of the mitzvahs. Hinder mitzvah. It's a sugya in Babakama Daftes. Every Masechta has its Daftes. The Rashiva and the Sheikhloli connected the sugya of Hinder mitzvah also to the sugya of Meitav and also to the new sugya on Daftes of the days. But it's connected because it's this week's parsha, Zekeli van Deyu. But there's an interesting B'nai Sosra that ties it into the parsha. It says that Umivchar Shalishov. The B'nai Sosra brings a Yerushalmi in Klayim that says that Mitchila, in the beginning when people used to travel by Sus Va'agola, the actual Hanukkah was to use one horse. Later on, the Pari in the times of Yosef switched it and upgraded and made it with two horses. But now, when Pari is running after the Yidden, he did something way out of the box that no one had ever done, and Shalishim Al-Kulay, he ran after them with Rechavim, that each one had three horses. And the Yidden Lemoysa Nefesh went into the Yam to go against this three-horse thing, and they said, Zekeli van Veyu, that's the Makar for Hidden Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Because Pari went that extra third and added Shlish Malagav, and added the third horse. That's how we get connected Zekeli van Veyu. So Hidden Mitzvah Ad Shlish is negated to the Parsha, the Etzem, not just from Zekeli van Veyu, but from the Shalishim. Now, Chazal have different Pshotim in Zekeli van Veyu. One Pshat is Hisna Lefanav B'Mitzvah, which is an Indian of Noi Mitzvah. You mahadir a mitzvah, you make a mitzvah beautiful. Another pshat, Chazal Darshan, Ma Ani Af Ato, the Mahu Rapa, Mahu Chanun, and all that. So, Ani Bahu is to be mizdabek into the Nidoisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Ani Afu. And then there's a third pshat, Zekeu Van Beu, Nove. Nove is the base HaMikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he wants a Mokoyim of Ashur HaShchina here in this world. It's possible that maybe all these three things are connected. To do a mitzvah behider is in order to be able to be mistabit to the boyrei, in order to be able to make yourself a mikdash ma'at. It's all connected. Uveruach apecha, the pasuk says, ne'er mumayim, the Targum says, chakim mumayim. Ne'er mupasim means it piled up, but chazal, the Targum saying, a lashon of harama. Harama is someone that's a chacham. Ne'er mumayim, who is chachma. What's the chachma? So I think there's a lot of chachma over here in the mind. First of all, the chachma was to be roy the brayse of the Rabbi Shmuel and say all the various pshatim that we said before. That's a gevaldik chachma. But there's also a pshat that I wanted to say pshat in the chachma. You know, the mind knew who was a yid to let him through and who was a goy and drown him. But more than that, it says by the mitzvah that they drowned, there's a steer in the psukim. In one place it says yechleim kakash. In another pasuk it says yid oven. And in the third place it says sol kaiferus. Rashi sells on it and says, yeah, the Rishoyim went down like Kash, meaning keep on going, they suffered longer. Then there was those that had Evan, and then there was those that had a Ferris. May I suggest, there wasn't just three levels. There was multi-levels. In Kash itself, maybe there's different levels of Kash, and certainly in Evan, there's a Za'evan and a Za'evan. Meaning every Mitzri was punished, and for trundled in the water over there, Gnoi the amount of time that he had to suffer, Kefi, the Madrega, that he deserved. That's a Gevaldik HaChochem in the mind. That the Mayan, the Roif Chochmosai, was done, called Mitzri v'Mitzri, exactly for his din. That's Hakim Umayyah. The Pasuk says we're still in the Shira. Timo Eboi Nafshi Orek Charbi. The Pasuk Yosef brings Nefesh. Nefesh is 430. I know it says Nafshi, but the Yud is just the possessive of the word. The word is Nefesh. Nefesh is 430. Charbi, or the word Cherev. Cherev is 210. Wow. The Yidden want to go out of Mitzrayim, and the Yam is saying, or the Sari Shal Mitzrayim is saying, no, Timla'eimoy Nafshi. They didn't fill in the first, the full 430. They're supposed to be here for 430 years. Why are they going? And we know it's Gecheshmin from the Brisbane Absarim, from the Zitz, all this, but they're time to go, Timla'eimoy Nafshi. I want the full Nefesh, the 430. And the Rebbeinu Shalom answers back, no, Arik. Charbi, Cherev is enough, Cherev is 210. The Shach Devatari of the 430 and the 210 is mamish in the Pasuk. Yet later on in the parasha you have, Be'etzem it's a Shabbos, the Kesugya, but the Mon, now Avada, the Mon is Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. Vayivorech Lekim Asiyah Mashvi, Vayikadosh Oysi, Birchoi B'mon, Kitchoi B'mon, Rashi says already in Parashas Bereshis. The Mon is not some Zaitik, a technical thing, we don't have what to eat in the 40 years in the Midbar. The Mon represents something, a Yisoyedistik and a Mahalach, and how the Eibush, the Rizon, and Mepharnes, and puts himself into the Bria for the Sheshes Yimei Avoyden, and then for Shabbos. And as the Pasuk says, V'hoye Bayim HaShishi Be'ekinu Es HaShay Yaviyu, V'hoye Mishnah HaShay Yukutu Yon Yoin, and that there's a double portion on Shabbos. And that's why we have the Minog of Lechem Mishnah, or maybe even a Derais, it's a Machlekes HaKoyskim, if Lechem Mishnah is a Derais, or a Derabonim, but we definitely have a din of Lechem Mishnah. And it's a sugya in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. We know when on Shabbos and on Yom Tov you're supposed to be boitzeya on two kikros. Now on Leil Shabbos it's brought down. The Ramah brings you're supposed to be boitzeya the bottom kikar. Yom Tov and Shabbos day and all other times you boitzeya the upper kikar, which is the closer one. But on Friday night it's the pika bola, this big and yonin, you're supposed to do the bottom one. The place can ask, how can you do the bottom one? You're being maver ala mitzvahs. You're ignoring the upper one. So you either put the lower one closer to you, or you quickly turn it upside down afterwards. There's all kinds, everyone does his minig, what he saw the base of it, barak oponim. It's an Indian, the Marshall, even when Yom Tif, when Leil Yom Tif is Chal on Leil Shabbos, there's a shayla. What's Mizgabra, the Shabbos, the Kamala, or the what's called. But you're supposed to be Baitseya, on Leil Shabbos, the bottom one, on the rest of the times, the upper one. And the Pashtus, like most Rishayim, you Baitseya only one of the two Chalas. The Gra's minig is you Baitseya, both Chalas, the Rajbo, so it's a Sugi, Machlekes Rishayim. The Indian of this Gra, among other things, is very interesting because we know that the Arizal says that a person is supposed to have 12 Chalas because since it's Keneged the Mishkan is connected, you have the candles, it's connected to the Menorah, everything in the Mishkan is parallel to Shabbos, Ki Yadua, and the big Kahunas, the big Shabbos, and Anikav, everything is all there. Now, you're supposed to have 12 Chalas, says the Arizal, connected to 12 Chalas that were on the Lechem Aponim of the Shulchan. So the Arizal Taka has 12 Chalas, some people have a big Chalas which is braced into 12 little Bilkalas, 12 Zazayin, but the Gros says no, you have 12 Chalas because there's Lechem Mishnah by each Suda. Each Suda is your Beitzeya both Chalas, so that's 4 times 3 is 12. Because your Beitzeya both. Both Chalas, it comes out to 12. A Yid once told me that no, if you're a Yid and you have Tzvei Chalas, a Yid Mitzvei is like itself. A Yid Mitzvei. Yid is 10, yeah? A Yid Mitzvei Chalas is like itself Chalas. But that's the different ways of doing the Lechem Mishnah. There's a shayla, does the Lechem Mishnah have to be Shleimos? Avada preferably. But if not, you only have one Chalas. Okay, slice it in half and then you'll have Lechem Mishnah. What's preferable? One Shalem or two Prusas? The mice that we pass in one Shlema, but Lamashal, if someone comes late to a Suda and there is nothing, there are only Prusas left, there's still my Dinyin of being Mevorech on two Prusas. There's Dinyin of Lechem Mishnah. Now everything about Shabbos is Lechem Mishnah. The Rabbeinu Shloilam's Achila is Tomid Shel Shachar and Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim, Shnei Kvasim Tamimim. And what are we marking about Shabbos and Musaf? Well, on Yom Tov, the Musaf is Par, Ayil, Shiva, Kvasim, Sir, Lachadus, a lot of things are going on. But on Shabbos, there's no Chabbos, first of all. Shabbos is Me'al HaKit. And what are you marking on Shabbos? Double! Shnei Kvasim is the Musaf. Shabbos' Korban Musaf is Lechem Mishneh. Also, if a person is in Gansen, puts himself into Shabbos with his Gansen Ramachai Gorin, he's Zoycha to eat from the Suda Shel Leviosan. Leviosan is 496, 248 times 2. If you put your Ganser Ramachai Gorin Arayin into the Shabbos, you're eventually Zoycha, Lechem Mishneh. You eat from the Leviosan, which is twice as much as 248. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches, Kol HaMekayim Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishloish Dvorin, Michevli Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenim, and from Goygen Mogoy. There's a famous verse from Menachem Mendel Mirimna. He says, you know why a person zoicha to be nitzel from the Chevli Mashiach if he prepares the Suda Shabbos in advance on Friday, he's tereach v'yageh to prepare? Because he says, we know b'emes that the world is supposed to be 6,000 years. And then it's supposed to be the Yom Shekuli Shabbos. So b'emes says, you know, we know where we're up to. We're up to the year 5,780. Tav Shin Pei. So that leaves us another 220 years till the end of the 6,000. Yes, it does. But the point is like this. Someone that showed that he doesn't just wait for Shabbos to be chal on him, oh, whatever there, some herring is ready, he'll eat it. No, he prepares before. So l'shitasa, you will matriach, you prepare for Shabbos before, you'll also be zaycha to be nitzel, that you'll be zaycha ready, that the gilui of whatever's supposed to happen at the end of the Elef HaShishi will for you happen already before. That's part of it. The Gemara says in Shabbos, but there's also a very interesting Gemara, a whole list of Amiroyim that say, Tasi li. A whole list of Amram, each one says, Sukumtmir. I'm not exactly sure what Sukumt, but Tasili, Sukumtmir, Aschar, Sukumtmir, and each one says why he deserves it. The whole Rishima. Rav Nachman says, Tasili, the Kiyamti Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Tasili, the Kiyamti Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. What's this? Avada, Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. It's a Dairaisa, maybe it's a Dirabonah, but it's a Din, there's a Din, Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. What's Rav Nachman's espiris that he says, I deserve Aschar, I kept 3 Sudas B'Shabbos. So the Chida says, that the chiddush was that he was makpid to eat bread by all 3 sudas. He wasn't saying that you could do shal sudas with peiris. Or I saw someone brought up shot. Maybe you know shal sudas you could be yaitzi with Torah. It's a little dangerous if the Torah gets upschlagged, then your shal sudas went. But Taisus and Bechayrus already asked the kasha that beis and the beis, and he says not everyone was nizer and gimel sudas at the times of Nachman, which is a pella. What does he mean that he's supposed to be tasty? That he was makpid on the. On the Sholosh Sudas. You have to know why we don't make a bracha on the Sholosh Sudas. Besides the Sholosh Sudas, Bobi Yachid with this is the Indian of Oynig Shabbos. Oynig Shabbos Havad is a separate din. It's a pasuk in the Navi in Yeshaya, the Kresel Shabbos Oynig, but it's Meshach Shaychi to the Sudas, but with Bezutta, there's a din of Oynig Shabbos. The Siddur Yaivitz brings down a very interesting Kiddush. He brings from the other Rambam's also, he says, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't learn Be'iyun on Shabbos. He shouldn't be Tereach V'yegei. Kamani quotes it to Gemara. Rav Zeira Kichos, he zuzed the Rabbanon, Amar Loi Techalino. He saw a zug of Rabbanon that was Kochim learning. He says, well, what's Chacham? He's Cholent. That's what we see in the Gemara. So the Chida brings this.
Isn't it Karzanik Shabbos?
What? The Chida brings this Yaivitz. He brings also another Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish from Ayin the Sifri Dagata. Agata, not Shmaitze. The Chida obviously says Punkia, that is the Einik Shabbos. The Iyun and the Yegiya. So the Maisa, I saw with that interesting sefer. He said Taka Avad the Yaivitz. It's only to learn, but maybe it's a shalom. Malach is boyer. But it's brought down. Some of the chayim bring the taka also. You're only supposed to learn like halacha psuka and boyfin kal. Otherwise, the shtir tana shabbos. The shtagin to learn it. It's interesting because this week in the Afyoimi, the Gemara said that a person is only supposed to be oimli b'tfilah mitoy halacha psuka, not from an Ian limud, from halacha psuka. The Gemara, there's three of the Gemara have halacha psuka. The Nois Yisrael makpida shiva yom and tipas dam, or hamek is dam, the name is kochim, and marim adam al-tvosek. There's three sugis. And this is halacha psuka. So I saw the Gemara with Pirushim. He skipped all the other things in that Amar, but on those three sugyas, he brought like dozens and dozens of pirushim, all things in that sugya. The whole point is, the Gemara says, this is halacha psuka, this is not what you're supposed to learn the Iyan. This is what the Gemara was saying. With Firois, the Gemara says, Vayachanu b'Rafidim, Vayisum b'Rafidim, and going later on near the end of the Parsha, you know the Chazal say, Rafidim is Rafu Yedeim in Atoira, Rafu Yedeim in Atoira. What does it mean, Yedeim? Rafu Yedeim in Atoira. So one shot I saw is, because you said to learn, it's not, you know, like the Yaivet says you're supposed to learn Shabbos. You're supposed to learn as oh, with your fingers, with your hands. You have to be called to Moshe Temarna. But there's another thing I saw, Rafi Yadayim and Atoira is to write Chedushin. Not Shabbos, but to write Chedushin. The Marsha in Baba Basra Dafyud on the Gemara that says, Ashrei Misha Bolakan, the Talmudi Beyond, the Marsha says, Yesh Lefarish, Baba Basra Dafyud, the Marsha, Ki Iker Limit Nasa by Roshim Hu Alimit Abom Iksivas Yad, Al Sher Alkei Nikru Chachamim Soifrin. There's a shlo that talks about keeping Torah inside you. The pasuk says ki tishmarim bebitnecha. He says it's Rosh HaTevis ksav. A person should use his hands to write, and that's a bechina that it's not rafu yedayim min haTorah. All right.